keep updated.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report with Mandy Wiener
on 702.
Let's stay with this theme of education, and a total of 11 teachers have been fired by the Department of Basic Education after they were found guilty of a range of charges, including sexual misconduct. So yesterday, we had the South African Council of Educators appearing before Parliament, and it listed cases of misconduct against teachers, the council saying that it has received 443 cases of misconduct against educators for the 2021 financial year, and they gave a breakdown of these, the various categories of these cases against teachers. So let's speak now to Elijah Mkhlanga, spokesperson at the Department of Basic Education. Elijah, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. What are your thoughts as a department on these statistics around the teachers who have been fired? Is this accurate as the Council of Educators has put forward?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yes, this was the presentation of an annual report of our entities, UMALUSI, as well as the South African Council for Education. So the report was in relation to the work done in the 2020-21 financial year. So those figures would be accurate in terms of them covering the period under review.
Okay, and is the department concerned about the number that we are seeing, those teachers that have been charged with misconduct? The breakdown here, according to the categories, are that corporal punishment and assault, sexual misconduct, including rape, indecent assault, sexual assault, also verbal abuse. How concerned are you about this as a department?
Well, we are concerned a lot. You know, we are dealing with these offences at the time when GBV is a serious matter, but also the issue of corporal punishment. The most concerning point is the fact that the report was tabled by the organisation that 85 teachers, the organisation that gives teachers their certificates to work as teachers in our schools, the same organisation which gets these teachers to sign their code of ethics, which binds them to the highest professional standards as they get to work. But it seems when they get to schools, they forget all that and start getting involved in activities that land them into trouble. And as you have indicated earlier, some have been fired and other investigations are still going on. So it's really concerning that we have to do this to adults who are educated, who have graduated, who have signed the code of ethics, who have committed to being honest and doing their work according to the professional standards, but they don't do it, and they have to be chased down by faced and fired by the department.
Elijah, thank you so much. Elijah Mkhlanga, the spokesperson at the Department of Basic Education, speaking there about the number of teachers that have been fired because they were found guilty on a range of charges, many of those including sexual misconduct. Really worrying indeed.